One. Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
How are we doing today?
I'm tired.
Fair enough. I'm doing okay. We've been having rain lately over here, so you know what? Gotta love the rain, Pacific Northwest.
Ah, damn it. I want rain. The weather keeps saying we're gonna get rain, and all we're getting is wind, like really bad wind.
Mother Nature's weird. I mean, did you hear what happened recently? By the time we're filming, is that New York had like a very little earthquake?
I heard. I just thought, what the heck? That's scary. I don't know what's happening in the world. There's things that are happening in countries and states that like shouldn't be happening. It's weird.
We do have a very fun episode to get to today. I'm excited to see everyone's amazing creativity and skills for this episode. But before we get there, quick announcement. If anyone has not noticed from the BBB Army, Black Widow Bride's Hatch just posted the link and has been sharing for the Red Cross America pledge to donate blood for the tour.
Yes, if for anyone who's not going to donate blood, you at least share the link because sharing it around it helps just as much as donating.
So if you guys do not know, if you go click the link, you can make a pledge and you can sign up and make an appointment with Red Cross America to donate blood. If you donate blood and have proof of confirmation email, photo, or anything else, and come day of your concert, show to the merch booth, you get a free poster, pen, and sticker that says, "I am a bleeder." I think that's what it said. Yeah. Yeah.
And the poster is signed by all the guys, of
And the
course.
poster is signed. It's exclusive only if you donate blood from Red Cross America. I have made a pledge and I have set up my appointment. Fun fact, this is my very first time donating blood. I tried once. They told me I was underweight.
Yeah, donating blood is kind of hard because there's like so many factors that go into it. You can't have like a fresh tattoo. I'm pretty sure you can't have like any THC in you. I could be wrong on
No.
that.
You have to be a certain weight, you have to be a certain age and stuff. They recommend drinking lots of water, very good breakfast in the morning and stuff. So yeah.
You also can't pass out either. I heard
Yeah.
that if you pass out during it, they just stop and it's not completed.
So I have signed up. I'm actually donating blood the Monday, the week, April 22nd, I think, before the Denver show next Monday. So that's when I'm donating blood. My partner Ryan has agreed to donate blood too. We are both planning to donate blood and stuff and do the pledge.
You guys are brave soldiers. Good luck. I'm sure it's gonna be fine.
We'll be fine. I'll just send photos to Nicole. Nicole, on the other hand, you guys are not alone because Nicole's in the same boat. She's terrified of needles.
I mean, don't get me wrong, even though I'm terrified of needles, like I really, really want to donate blood just because I want to be able like to help others in need. Let me tell you, that's the thing. I will pass out and then it's not going to count and then I'm going to feel even worse.
There's gotta be some way. Like, what if we somehow convince Andy to FaceTime you while you're donating blood?
That'll make me pass out even more.
No, he'll be there encouraging you, Nicole's like, you got this.
Yeah.
You got this, okay? You're gonna feel a little pinch. Great, don't look at it. Talk to me, talk to me. I understand why some people are like hesitant, because I've heard the stories. I get it. And if you're in the same boat as Nicole, scared of needles, I completely understand. For the record, does not go right through you like Nicole's claiming, okay? So
That is a lie, but we encourage all the fans to go ahead and donate blood. But once again, if you're too scared or you have reasons why you can't, just share the link, spread it
share
around.
the link, spread it around. I'm sure BBB and the Red Cross will be most appreciated. For those of us who did sign up, I see some of you guys have been posting photos already of donating blood. Thank you so much. This will be my first time. And honestly, I think this is really cool that Black Widow Brides is like collaboration with Red Cross America, because I think it's super cool.
It is so beautiful. They're superheroes,
No, I'm excited to get that free merch. I love what it says, "I'm a bleeder," with the poster and pin and sticker. So that's pretty awesome.
I think I know it is. That gets a really cool design, actually. It gets really simplistic, but there's so much to
The
it.
Army. So we're excited for this video. We have made a post on our Twitter account asking the lovely fans out there to send in your very own personal Black Veil Brides fan artwork, and we have received a lot, and we are excited to go through most of them. We do apologize. We just wanted to disclaimer, there was a lot of fans who submitted. So by any chance, if we missed yours by any chance, we are so sorry. It's hard to keep track between Instagram and Twitter at times. So if we missed yours, we deeply apologize. Hopefully we can do round two another time and have yours included in there. So we do apologize.
But thank you to everyone who sent in their beautiful artwork. We look forward to seeing this. I personally have not seen any any yet, and I'm just really excited to see everyone's beautiful work.
We're excited. I have made a PowerPoint presenting all of the artworks and putting the usernames of every single artist and stuff. The one thing I did not do is what materials they did use. So I do apologize if I did not get all the details there, but we put your photos, most of them, and we're excited to go through them. So I will pull it up over here.
For anyone that's watching that did send in the artwork, feel free to comment and below, letting everyone know like what materials you used.
Presentation right here, and I thought let's start off easy and put our own personal artwork that we have done in the past up first
Oh.
before we see everyone else's.
I was not expecting that. I
Figure
knew ours were in there, but not like right off the bat.
we'll just get it off the bat, and sorry, Nicole, we're gonna start off with your work.
I'm just kidding. Oh my God. Okay, I did this in high school, y'all. So like
All
I'm
right,
not an
so
artist.
she's an artist. She did these in high school, which is pretty awesome. We've mentioned it a long time ago in podcasts, but here is Nicole's fan artwork of BBB.
Okay, well hold on. I can't take credit for all of these. I did the Jinx one and I did the Andy one, but my husband Hudson did CC and Jake. And I just real quick want to point out, I love CC because every time I stare at it, I tell Hudson, where's like his arm and his hand to hold the drumstick? Like, but yes, these were done in high school. We took the ceiling tiles off the ceiling in art class and we just painted. It was really fun.
I love the CC one because his CC looks like moons. I love the hair on CC.
The hair is perfect. He's just missing his whole right side, you know?
I would never have guessed that until you told me that now.
I cannot unsee it. Like, even when I was sending you these, I was like, he's missing his hand. I don't think Hudson realized that he wasn't finished.
I love these though. These are so cool. Everything. The Jinx I love turned out really good.
Thank you. Okay, I won't lie. I was really proud of the Jinx one for sure. I thought, oh, to a T, it looked just like it. And Hudson did all of the handwriting too.
Nice. I like it. I like it. I like it. Were you able to put these back on the ceiling in high school or no?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wanted to take them home because I thought it'd be super cool to have a ceiling tile. But yeah, we had to put them back in the ceiling. Unfortunately, the high school that we did go to, it shut down. So I don't know if I'm assuming these are still there. I kind of want to break in and grab them.
You
Not
should
gonna
break in to
lie.
see if they're still there.
Oh my God, that's what we should all do when you and Ryan come over.
Debate. We'll figure that out. These are so good. So yes, this is done by the beautiful Nicole here, her beautiful paintings and her husband help, of course. For those of you who are watching this, I have also made some paintings and posties on social media too, and I have stickers still on my Etsy shop. There we go.
Oh, you added in the new seats. Oh my God. That looks so good. Oh,
So,
and of course you did the CC one. Yes.
I have made a brand new painting. I don't know if I'm going to be posting this here soon, or maybe I did on my Instagram page, but I did do a painting recently of Andy as Sweeney Todd. That is it. Oh my God, Andy, your features are so hard. I had a struggle with this one with his face.
How long did it take you?
I want to say like an hour and a half or so.
Sam, I can't do that in an hour and a half.
Like, I was not debate. I was not planning to put the blood drips on the top of it, but I felt like it was just missing something. I felt like, did it ruin it? I don't know.
No. I feel that the blood on top like completes it. And I love how you made it drip onto his face too, with what's already had on
Yeah, I
his
painted that
face.
first, and then I was like, let's just add drips. Because I was thinking of splattering, but.
Splattering would have been cool, but I think given how Black Veil Brides is doing their bleeder look, I do like what you did up there.
I tried. I know it doesn't look like Andy 100%. I tried though.
Miss Girl, that looks like Andy.
Okay, compared to other artists who have been posting are their artwork of Andy as a Sweeney Todd major era, that they nailed Andy's looks. This one, it's like an anime cartoon version of Andy, if that makes sense.
But like, I can't lie, those are typically my favorite kinds of artwork. Like the realism is like super cool and I applaud people that can do that, but I do dig when people kind of throw in like that more cartoony anime style. I admire that stuff.
Well, thanks. That is the new artwork I did of Andy so far.
I love it. I can't believe you didn't share it with me until now. I'm so mad at you.
But yeah, I have some of my old artwork here. We have the Spooky Boys.
I love Spooky Boys.
And then we have Andy Six, and then of course CC because of the crazy hair. I love these paintings I've done.
I love all of those. And FYI, you guys, not this newest one, the Sweeney Todd one, but the other three, you can buy those as stickers up on her Etsy shop.
Yes, please do. I still have some leftovers from here and there. Thank you for those fans who have recently purchased one, so I do appreciate it. But these are mine. It's all acrylic paints. That's all I use is acrylic paint. So
yeah. I love your paintings.
I appreciate it. Hopefully you guys enjoy the Sweeney Todd one. I'm still like, I guess, okay, to be fair, I guess the artist is always the harsh critic of their own artwork. So,
okay, that is true. But let me also ask you, how long have you been staring at it for? Because I feel like when you stare at something long enough, when you already don't feel right about something, and the longer you stare at it, your mind starts making it feel like it's not what it's supposed to be.
I don't hate it. I don't. I actually like it a lot. I wish the features looked a little bit more like Andy's, but I don't hate it. For any BBB member, you could tell it's Andy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can 100% tell it's Andy. And I'm just going to say, I love it. So
thank you. I appreciate it
really does give me like anime vibes.
Let's get into all the other fan artwork. I'm excited for you to see them. So let's get to it. Next up is this lovely fan. Her username is Rebel Love Song from Twitter, and she posted these on our Twitter account. And she also made a vest. Yes, that's the vest she also made for one of her concert shows. I don't know which one, but she wanted to share that.
The vest is actually really cool. I'm kind of, see, this is the thing, the realism, my brain just can't comprehend, because I'm just like, how?
I almost want to say, from looking at these photos, these are possibly done through like Procreate, like one of those digital platforms on a tablet, just making it look like a sketch design on a tablet, which, I mean, I admire digital artists. I think their creativity is phenomenal there. I would love to explore that. Do I have the moolah for it? No, but you know, call me old school.
No, totally. And well, that digital stuff is actually getting really popular. But I mean, if you think about it, it's the same thing, just not on paper, you know, because you're still doing it yourself.
I like her vest that she created. She really wanted to share that. You can obviously see BBB Army, Phantom Tomorrow, Fallen Angels, and other lyrics in that jacket. So yeah,
I really like, is it a jacket or, yeah, it's a jacket.
It's,
I see the
jacket,
sleeves.
Yeah,
okay, I wasn't sure if it was a vest. I started to think it was a vest, but that is, do you do what's the word I'm looking for? I'm wondering if you do why can't I think? I'm too tired. I keep saying the wrong word. What is the word where you want, not an invoice, help me. What's the word? I can't think. Too tired, man.
I want one. I want you to get there.
I only have invoices in my head.
Invoices. Are you talking about commission?
Hey. Yeah, do you do commissions? That would be cool. I mean, I think a lot of people would love to get a jacket like that. I know I would.
This is amazing. I like it. I do like how the digital artwork gives it that more sketchy art feel. And vest slash jacket, amazing. So I'm sure that's talent right there, because I don't think I could be able to do that. I'm not really a fashionista.
I'm just not an artist on when it comes to these kinds of things.
Yeah, no, so very nice artwork. That is her username on X/Twitter if you want to go give her a follow. Next one.
Whoa.
So we have shouted this fan out. So this is from Irene K. She recently just did a new artwork of BBB's new EP cover of Bleeders, but this is some of her artwork that she submitted in to share.
The Heart of Fire. I love that.
I love how she draws the guy. She has a very unique style of her facial features. And like, you can still tell it's Andy. She's on everyone else. But like, she has a particular way of drawing the faces. It's her style, which I freaking love. So.
Well, and you know, the black veil with like the cup, that almost looks like it could be an album cover.
It could be. I don't know why. My mind went to Crowns of Thorn when I saw that one. Probably not. Ooh. It just because religious aspect, the Last Supper. So
okay, I can see that.
But I love her style. I love her faces. Go give her a follow. She makes amazing portraits of the guy. Again, she has a very unique skill of drawing her features, her human faces, and but you can tell who's who, so.
No, I'm really glad that Irene submitted because I've been seeing their drawings as of late and I'm just in awe.
Yes, go give her a follow. She just made a new one. I love her artwork. I feel like, yes. All right, next one. Okay. Ooh, yes. Okay. Yes.
My God.
I'm gonna let Nicole just like really
Admire.
admire and soak this one in.
Wow. She made him so beautiful. I mean, he's already beautiful to begin with, but I mean, is it possible for him to get more beautiful?
Okay, so this is by an artist named Tess. We shouted her out recently because she was a new artist I discovered on social media. And not only does she do oil paints like the first of Andy Six, but she also does a lot of her artwork on like a digital pad or something. I don't know what app she uses or what whatever she uses, but like her work is just beautiful. Like look at it, look at it, look at it.
There's two things I really love about these paintings. The first one being Andy's nose, the side angle of his nose. Like, I love it. And the second would be the paint. Sorry, I keep saying drawing, excuse me. You said it was oil painting.
It looks like the first one of Andy Six's oil, yeah.
Okay. Well, just the picture in the middle, I love the outline of his cheekbone into his jawline.
She
Well
emphasized,
done.
again, she has a style too where she emphasizes the contouring, oh, whatever you want to call it, of Andy. Beautiful jawline and everything else. Like she nails, like she's done all the eras, I swear. She has an Etsy shop. I would recommend you go and purchase stuff. I purchased and finally got some stickers of hers. This is some stickers of the red suit that she was wearing in Mexico
Oh.
City. And these are some of her prints that I recently just purchased.
Absolutely beautiful.
So please, if you love this artwork, go give her shop a follow. Go give her Instagram account a follow. She's an amazing, talented artist. Like, I'm in love with her artwork. Like, there was so much artwork I wanted to include, but like, these are the ones she sent in. I'm like, oh my God, but Tess, like, you're so talented. Your artwork is just beautiful and sexy. Is that the thing to say? Yeah, your artwork is
Yes.
sexy.
I love how detailed in the face and hair that they get.
I love the hair. I love painting hair. Please go check her out.
Damn.
I know, right? All
Yeah.
right. This was by another fan. That's their username. So she sent this one with Andy Biersack. Looks like a pencil drawing with someone else. I honestly do not know who the other person is.
It's a Night City-based music artist formerly known as the vocal and lead rhythm guitar for the band Samurai. So I do not know them, even though they look familiar. Haven't
No.
heard of Samurai.
This fan submitted this drawing because she mentioned how she drew Andy Biersack, and that is Andy because you could tell from the tattoos and also his haircut style.
And the nose. And I really love how they got the little, little stash that's going on there, like the little face fuzz.
We're full of Chi-Chi.
Like the perfect touch.
Pretty good for, I swear, I cannot, I can draw in pencil. For it to get that details in pencil, it's hard for me.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
I'm just gonna point out now, like, I'm gonna be flabbergasted over all of these because, once again, I'm no artist and I can't even do something as simple as this. They got the detail in the hair, the ear, the tattoos, the nose, and I'm pretty sure the tattoos are the hardest thing of to do for like any person.
Yes.
Look at the hair. They even got the shaved side, and you can tell that it's a shaved side. Like, that is really, really well done.
Guy's hair in pencil is hard, especially from a front view. Moving on. This one, I don't know how
Ooh.
to pronounce the name of this one. I know we shouted him out a long time ago on our show, but this
Yes.
is, I think this is a painting. I don't know much information. This is what he submitted, so.
Yeah, I think I've seen a few of his artwork actually. He is extremely talented as well. And this just gives full vampiric vibes. I'm living for it. The eyebrow, the arch of the eyebrow.
I love the eyes. I don't know what color he gave Andy the eyes, but everyone's like blue eyes, which obviously, but like these almost look like emerald, like va yeah, vampire, like twilight eyes.
Yeah. Oh my God. And Andy can still pull it off. That bitch.
I like this. I don't know if this is like something on a tablet or
Yeah.
canvas slash paper, but it's really good. I like it. It looks like the ear is almost turning into an elf. I'm not gonna lie. Elf ear.
Okay, I can't lie. I was thinking that same thing because they do almost look pointy. I don't know if that was intentional. If it was, it's beautiful. If not, I mean, it still looks good.
Really cool. And I think even Sumerian Records, like on their Instagram page, even uploaded this when they still do like the fan artwork when
Oh,
Babyland was
really?
still signed to Sumerian. So yeah.
I did not know that. Like, I didn't know that Sumerian was uploading fan artwork.
I don't know if they still do it. Oh, so
I mean, hopefully they do, but
beautiful, beautiful portrait of Andy as a vampiric Twilight.
literally.
There's another one by the username right here from
Oh,
Twitter. Looks like, okay, at first glance, I thought it was paint, but it almost looks like pencil, but I can't tell.
okay, hold on. I'm trying. Because I. What if it's
It could be both,
both?
honestly.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
Black and gray scale. I love black and gray scale, truth be honest. I feel like it's easier than color, but then again, that's just me.
I would definitely say it's both, but I do love this. I even love how they got the ear. They even like perfectly got the shading of like the earring too,
I
so
love
it's
the
like
earring.
it doesn't blend.
Yeah. I love how they did like the blending of the war paint a little bit on his neck too, because that can always
Yeah.
come off a bit. Oh, it's challenging, I should say, to paint on or let alone draw on.
Yeah, I feel like doing black and gray scale in general with someone who wears black makeup can be a challenge. So you can easily spot the differences in all of that, which is really good.
What I found very interesting with all fans when they submitted their work, especially of Andy, is like how, like we just mentioned, is how everyone has a different style of painting slash drawing. How it's not going to be, I mean, I praise artists who can get 100% perfection to look like that celebrity and stuff. But for artists who can't 100% get it, but you know it still is, but it's in their style, I appreciate more.
I agree. I think that just showcases the uniqueness of each person's
Because
talent.
you can tell this is Andy.
Oh, yeah. You keep. At first glance, I feel like with all of these that we've been able to see, at first glance for any member, you can immediately tell who they are.
I like it. Another one?
That is sick. Oh my God. I just see born again. I hope I'm hoping that's correct. That's the vibes it's giving me.
I know the reference photo of this again just looks like from digital art from a
Yeah.
tablet or something, but I like how they, I don't know if that shine was supposed to be there or was that from the photo, but either way, I like the shine in the corner.
If the shine is on purpose, like holy crap, that's really fucking amazing.
And also almost monochromatic scale with just using reds.
See, I'm just so jealous. Like, the fact that people just see these kinds of things in their head, like, I know a lot of it's based on like photos, but even then, like, they still take the photo and they twist it and they turn it into their own, and this beautiful stuff happens.
Faces are hard. So again, I applaud everyone who did faces. Those are so freaking hard to draw, okay? Like they are. They're just super challenging, okay? Like that's for me, faces are my comfort zone. Like if you want me to do like a Bob Ross landscape freehand, that's hard for me.
Even though I swear watching the Bob Ross stuff, I went watching how he does it, it looks so easy. And then you go to do it and you're like, you look at yours and you look at his, like, why doesn't mine look like that?
I'm just like Bob. Bob is in another new level, so.
I like how they to a T got his jawline though. I'm sure if you see in photos, it almost looks like it's always his left side that looks like it's going in inwards more than his right side, and they got it perfect.
We did.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I know who sent this in. I saw these.
I like it. It's very simplistic, but you can obviously tell. The Red Cross, sorry, Scarlet Cross, the Phantom Tomorrow. I
Yeah.
also think the other one is also the Phantom Tomorrow. I like how they, I think, I'm just assumptioning the Batman logo or even the Blackbird logo for the Phantom
Yes.
Tomorrow.
That is exactly what I was thinking. Hopefully that's correct. I mean, if you're watching, please tell us in the comments what it if we're wrong or right.
I like it. It's very simple, simplistic, but as the BB Army knows and can look at this, oh, Phantom Tomorrow.
You can easily see that. And I love that it's different from everything else that's been turned into. This just goes to show, once again, the creativeness of everyone.
And comfort zones and just safe zones and stuff. So I like this. I believe it was done in a tablet, digital art. It looks like it, but I could be wrong.
You would have a way better idea than I
It
would.
looks like it, but I could be wrong. But it looks like digital artwork.
Dude, I love this. This could be a comic book all on its own.
A comic book that doesn't screw over fans.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I like this one for
Oh,
multiple
okay.
reasons.
Oh my gosh.
So I think we have a portrait, a pencil portrait, or a sketch of Andy, I believe.
Yes.
And then this masterpiece right here. I freaking love. There are crows, a murder, blackbirds, but they're all black little brides. Like you can see Jake, you can see Lonnie, you can see Cece, you can see Jinx with the top hat. There's Andy with the blonde hair. I mean, look, see, Cece has a bandana. Like the bird bandana has it on.
I love this so much. What the fuck?
It's cute. I love this.
It's cute. It's creative. It's unique. Like, what? I
Yeah.
never would have thought of this.
They went full. I'm assuming they're blackbirds because it's Phantom Tomorrow, but not only did they get the war paint of each guy, but they also had those little details like with Lonnie and Jake's
Lonnie's
the hair. And then you can see the hair and bandana for Cece. You can see the top hat for Jinx. You can see the blonde hair for.
which is amazing too, because when you look at the hair, I mean, in comparison, black on black, and you can outline each piece.
This one. This is like one of my favorites right here. It's just, this is what I love about art. It's all about creativity and stuff. And like,
They need to sell this.
I would purchase a
Like
gift card for
copies.
this or like a sticker of this. I love
Yes. Oh,
it.
stickers would be freaking great.
I love it. Of course, our lovely good friend, Abnormally Victoria.
Victoria, thank you for doing a drawing of So the Chair is Dead. I loved that vlog so much. I just thought that was the most funniest thing. I would put that one on repeat all the time.
So the chair is dead. The chair is dead.
The chair that I'm sitting in right now is falling apart. Okay. Don't worry about this. So the chair's dead.
Dead.
So the chair I'm sitting in is dying. I love that video. This is too perfect.
Again, this is our good friend Abnormally Victoria. She's the one who designed our new logo and also made our new banners for our Twitter and YouTube channel. Like, this is just some of her artwork. Victoria, I freaking love you. We know that we love you and stuff, but your artwork is truly amazing. You are so talented. Please, for anyone who has not followed her, go give her a follow. Purchase some keychains, some other artwork that she has. She does commissions and everything else. Please just look at this artwork. Like, I swear to God, Black Veil Brides, you need to hire her. I'm sorry.
Her artwork is spooktastic. That's my favorite part about her art, is I love the spooky blend that she adds in. And of course, the eyes. The eyes are like her signature.
Right? And the fact that the Bleeders posters right now have no the similar look of her eyes, I'm just saying. Victoria, are you working with Black Veil Brides and we don't even know it?
I know, right? Maybe, oh my God, like what if one of her artwork is going to be like the merch for the Bleeder store?
If I Any, if they partner up with Victoria and stuff and do merch, I will buy every single one of her merch that she designs for BBB.
It would sell out.
It will sell out. Like BBB, you have to hire her. She's been a fan from the OG eras. Come on, please. Like, look at this. Look at this.
And this will sell like mad, especially on a shirt, hat, poster, you name it.
I have some of her artwork. It's truly, she's so talented. I cannot emphasize how talented she is again. So please go give her a follow.
I know the creativity that this girl has is wild.
Victoria, again, I freaking love you. One day it will happen that you will collab with Black Veil Brides. It needs to happen. I will start a petition of as soon as the Black Veil Brides jacket thing is done.
We grovel to your artwork,
Sploosh, just sploosh all over.
ma'am.
This is done by Lisa. This is some of her drawings that she's
Whoa.
done. Looks like Jinx, Andy, and the Legion of Black of the Wild One mask, or it could be the devil demon. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I kind of want to say it's like a mix of both, but the detail in like the Demon Legion mask that Andy's holding. Wow.
I believe she does both both. I think she does paper and she also does digital artwork too. So.
Okay. I wish I was talented. I want to draw like this. This isn't fair.
Here's the thing, we cannot compare our own talents. I know it's hard. I know it's
I know.
hard.
We're sitting here saying everyone's has their own uniqueness and creativity style. And in here
Hey,
I am complaining.
I want this style too, but everyone has their own styles. We've been saying that.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm like, don't be a hypocrite, Nicole. To
Yep, but that's
yourself.
Lisa's, so right there. Next one. Of course, we have this one. Most BVB fans know this artist already.
Ellen, love your artwork. The middle one's actually been my favorite for a long time since I first saw your artwork.
Ellen, you're just like, you're like the queen of realism. Like, you nail it all the time. I know you just did this recent one of Andy as the Sweeney Todd era and stuff. Like, oh my God, your artwork is so beautiful to look at. Like, you have talent, girl. You have skill that I want to draw like this. Can I? No.
Hey, once again, as we said, all uniqueness. But if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. Helen, you can totally correct me if I'm wrong. But just based off the first one, it almost looks like the how they did the jacket was done with just a bunch of tiny scribbles. Because that I have a friend that also does artwork, and she did a drawing of my husband and I. But the drawing is all scribbles, and that's what this looks like for the jacket design.
It could be. That's what I thought of pointillism, just the dot 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 just two.
It could be that too.
I mean, Helen, like your recent one, obviously this one right here of Andy as Sweeney Todd is spectacular. You nail the tattoos all the time. I'm just impressed that you do. Tattoos are hard.
I just think everything is hard.
Truly amazing artist right here that we have in the army. Like, your artwork is spectacular. I love it. I always love seeing your artwork here and there and stuff. And obviously, I'm sure the guys love it too. Like, come on, look at this.
How can you not love this? What I really love about it though is the jacket, the shadowing and the detail in when you can see the light that's hitting the jacket's just right. Like, how do you
Please go give her a follow. You need to start making prints of these or stickers because I would purchase one.
Yeah, do both.
Oh, of course, our good friend Cassidy has submitted some of her artwork. If those of us who do not know, Cassidy is a good friend of ours who's been on our show several times. This is her beautiful artwork.
Cassie, I love the fact that you just draw on the daily. I love seeing your post of this took 18 hours, this took 9 hours, and I'm just like, God
You
damn.
make it look easy, Cassidy. The first time I saw your artwork, I was just amazed. Like, I think I even asked you, like, do you have prints? Unfortunately, at the time, you didn't. But now, for those of us who would like to purchase prints or original drawing, go visit her Etsy shop. She's always promoting that. She also even have key change. She does a BBB, but she has Rhea Ripley, My Chemical Romance, and other band members too. Motionless, I-9 Kills. But like, this is her Black Pepper Art stuff. I have may have purchased two original drawings from her.
Cassidy will literally commission anything y'all want. And I mean, if you just look at this, Cassidy's really good at realism. The Jinx one, that Jinx vampire one, has always been my favorite.
I love it. She did. I think she nailed the one of Andy S. Sweeney Todd. So.
Oh, yes. That's the one that she even had, she brought to Andy too and had him sign.
Yes, Cassidy, again, you know this already. We love your artwork. Anyone who doesn't not is not following her, go follow her. She posts it daily. She does a lot of time lapse on her YouTube channel too of her drawing process too. So please just go give her a follow and purchase some stickers, or I mean not stickers, keychains, prints too. Or if you have the moolah, the original drawings, I have two. Cassidy, the vampire one, I'm aiming for next. Think this is our last one. I think this is our last one.
Shadow! It's
Yeah.
the fear!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She is talented with pencil.
Yeah, and shading. I can already tell that the photo with the long hair, that's that like old photo shoot that Andy did. That's what I love about this is you can just tell what photos people are going off of.
I love the fact that you again the detail, the shadowing, the value is there. It's perfect. The fear figure from the Legion of the Black movie. All BBB members know that. I think she even painted those the never to the heart crosses that Andy signature does, even the Andy Black one. Or is that a sticker? I'm not 100% sure, but either
Yes,
way.
but the fear, like, that's how do you get something that black? Like,
There's a paint
especially
out
with
there.
pencil. It, but
Oh.
is it, is that paint or?
It looks like graphite, maybe.
Graphite. I didn't think of that.
Graphite
Okay.
or charcoal, because charcoal can get really dark.
Charcoal. Yes, that it might be charcoal now that I think about it.
You're just amazing. I love looking at artwork. It gets
Yeah.
me inspired and gives me like, okay, motivation to do my own artwork too.
I mean, I can't say the same for like the motivation of art because the moment I pick up a pencil, I don't have patience. I think that's what I'm trying to say. I don't have patience to sit down and do drawings because I just want them done immediately. So kudos to everyone who has the patience and the talent. I commend you all.
Yes.
I mean, thank you to every single person that sent in your photos. I'm sorry that we couldn't get to everyone, but for anyone that just people that who did send them in, I mean, your guys' talent is absolutely beautiful. It's amazing. Do not let anyone else tell you differently. Everyone's artwork is different. So just thank you
What
so much for
makes
sending
you
them
you?
in.
It makes your artwork stand out amongst other artworks. Like, seriously, you could
Exactly.
tell who has done it. Like, I feel like we know who's done everyone else's artwork. Everyone has their own skills, their comfort zone. Like, everyone is amazing. Like, I know, like I mentioned, we are our worst critic. I get it. I understand. Sometimes we stare at a painting or a drawing way too long and we just want to destroy it. It's like,
Yeah, I encourage every fan to follow every single person that shared that artwork that we put on the PowerPoint. I mean, follow them, share their artwork, just spread their art around.
please do, and go give them a follow. I know some of them have them for sale, prints, stickers, other stuff for purchase. Please, if you do and love a particular artwork or an artist, go follow them. And it will mean a lot to them if you do purchase some of them. Support the small business, local artists, or small artists out there.
Yes, I'm about to say your artwork is never think that your artwork isn't good enough. It always makes someone happy, and there are you have fans, you have people that admire.
Yes, thank you for those who submitted those. Obviously, the fan shout out goes to all of those fans who submitted their artwork. We love it. And if you want us to do a part two, please let us know in the comments if we should continue on and make another part two of this. That being, I mean, when we say artwork, we don't mean like canvases or digital art. Like if you have sculptures, vest even, or anything like crocheting, sweat, I don't know, fashion, we want to see it.
Even if you just picked up a Barbie and like dyed its hair and then did the war paint and did the tattoos, like
Art,
that's still talent. It's still art, exactly.
cosplay. I know a lot. There's some fans out there who do cosplay as Andy. So
I would love a part two because I'm just admiring everyone's freaking talent
I know
here.
it's just beautiful. Like I love it. I love it. That's all I can say. That like, every one of you guys are so talented in your own ways, and like Nicole said, never stop doing. Please, I know it's hard when people tell you it doesn't look good or anything. You know what?
Yeah, negative comments. I mean, if for someone to even have the audacity to say something like that in the first place, I don't understand the point. I get it. People are like, I'm expressing my opinion. But okay, what is that doing? You want to make someone feel like for what?
You know, I'm just saying, the greatest artists, Pablo Picasso, Leonardo da Vinci, Vincent van Gogh, Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera, Edgar Degas, I have a lot more in my head. All the main artists, they started somewhere. Andy Warhol, they started somewhere with scribbles. And they continue their passion and artwork to make big where they are now, to make a famous name in where they are in the art industry. And a lot of my students have no idea who these artists are, and they all believe, oh, they're just artists. And then I show them their first drawing and they're like, yeah, they started with you guys. They started off learning the basics and they continued on in practice, practice, practice.
Well, and you know, unfortunately too, with no matter how big they were, there were still people out there that looked at their art and said it was shit. So do not get down on yourself when someone says that. Like, just throw them out the window. Just admire and love the people that are admiring your work. That's what matters.
Here's something to think about because I always think about that when I hate my artwork and stuff. Vincent van Gogh, we all know him from Starry Nights, the Sunflowers. Obviously, a lot of kids know him and people know him. Oh, he's the one who cut off his ear. Yes, due to mental issues and everything. But he has painted so many paintings. He has doodled so many doodles in his life and his over his lifetime. He only sold one painting, though.
I heard that, which is, I was honestly surprised when I found that out.
Yep, and He continued doing art, minus all the other mental health issues that he had, but he only sold one painting because money didn't hold value to him. He just wanted to paint.
See, that's the thing. Just continue to do what makes you happy. If that's what you love, if it's whether it's a hobby, if it's something you want to actually turn into like a career, just never stop doing it. Even if, you know, if you turn it into a career and no one buys it, like you have people that admire.
So please go give all these amazing artists a follow, and if you can, again, if you want to purchase any of the things, I know some of them have things available on their Etsy shop or any other sites, go contact them. I'm sure they will be happy to work something out with you guys. And I know some of them are open for commissions, so if you want to make something commission, go send them a message. I'm sure they will be thrilled over it.
I need to get my butt in gear and start ordering from some of these artists because there's things that I have looked at. I've always been broke, but like now I'm like,
Please do.
April's almost over and I'm excited.
April's almost over. We're in the second week of April.
Like, I'm not excited that's gonna be over, but like, no, yeah, okay, no, I'm excited that's gonna be over because our tour date is at the end of the month here for Black Veil Brides. Hello.
They're gonna start tour here soon, here, guys. Oh my God, I can't wait to hear the new. I know they're gonna tease us something right now. I can't wait for the new song, the new looks, music video, cross my fingers, and everything else. Obviously, I'm going to be seeing Nicole here very soon later this month.
And it looks like everything turned out amazing for the South American tour. Everyone had a blast. Black Veil Brides had a blast. I loved seeing the photos. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how the North American tour goes. It just can't get here fast enough.
Can't get here fast enough. So once again, BBB Army, we're excited for the Bleeders Tour. Again, if you want to donate blood for the Red Cross America to get free merch, please do so. Set up, make an account and make an appointment. Or again, if you're scared of needles or can't do due to issues, it's okay. You're not the only one to call. Please just share the link. Just spread the word.
Yeah, it's the same thing as donating, pretty much.
Yes, it is. We can't thank you guys enough for everything. If you want as a part two for BBB fan artwork, again, it can go into ceramics, fashion, cosplaying too, and anything else. Please let us know in the comments. We definitely enjoy looking at everyone's artwork. And honestly, I love putting the spotlight on all small artists out there because they need the spotlight.
Yes, we love showcasing you guys. Please, like it. I would love a part two. So even if you guys don't want one, I want one. So
We'll make it happen. Anyways, BBB Army, I hope you guys enjoy this small little episode. Once again, hopefully you guys enjoy the artwork. All of our social media links are down below. Please go give us a follow. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. We upload every Wednesday, and you can find us on all streaming platforms. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter/X, etc., and everything else. And just again, thank you guys so much for everything, and we'll see you guys next week.